This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Colorado Democrats, one seat away from supermajority in both legislative chambers. A single seat flip in either the House or Senate would hand Democrats the power to override gubernatorial vetoes and refer constitutional amendments to the ballot without Republican support. Denvier. Colorado Democrats stand one seat short of a two-thirds supermajority in both the State House and Senate, a threshold that would eliminate the governor's veto as a meaningful check on legislative power. The math is stark. In the 65-seat House, Democrats hold 43 seats, according to Balut Pida. The supermajority threshold is 44. In the 35-seat Senate, Democrats hold 23 seats. The threshold there is 24. One seat in both chambers. This is the very dangerous tipping point that we're at, State Representative Max Brooks said on the Kim Monson show. We are one seat away in both the House of Representatives and one seat away in the Senate from those bodies being in the supermajority. Under Article 4, Section 11 of the Colorado Constitution, a two-thirds vote in each chamber can override a gubernatorial veto. A supermajority also empowers the legislature to refer constitutional amendments directly to the ballot, bypassing the governor entirely. With Governor Jared Polis' term limited and unable to seek re-election, the veto stands as the last structural friction between a dominant legislative majority and unchecked lawmaking. The supermajority means that they can override the governor veto, Brooks warned. So that loses that friction, that loses that check and balance to where now legislature can run roughshod over the entire state of Colorado with no backstops in place. How Democrats lost the House supermajority. This is not a hypothetical scenario. Democrats held a House supermajority as recently as the 2023 to 2024 session, commanding a 46-19 advantage, according to Colorado Newsline. Republicans ended it in November 2024 by flipping three seats in extraordinarily tight races. Dan Woog recaptured House District 19 by 123 votes. Rebecca Kelty won House District 16 by 3 votes after a mandatory recount. Kelty has since announced she will not seek re-election in 2026, making that seat an open race. Ryan Gonzalez flipped House District 50 in Greeley. Those razor-thin margins underscore just how fragile the current balance is. The same math that gave Republicans a foothold could just as easily reverse. Minority party blocked on accountability measures. Brooks, who serves on the Legislative Audit Committee, described the challenges of operating as a minority voice in a legislature where party-line votes kill reform efforts before they gain traction. He introduced an efficiency bill modeled on the federal DOJ initiative. It died before the ink dried on it, he said. I went to the kill committee and I got rolled up in plastic real quick. His audit accountability bill met the same fate. That also died on the party-line vote, which is inexplicable, honestly, still, Brooks said. The bill sought to hold state agencies accountable for audit deficiencies. According to Brooks, a handful of agencies are months, if not years, behind in meeting compliance timelines they themselves agreed to. He singled out the Office of Information and Technology, which manages data infrastructure for the entire state government, as having material weaknesses that are of profound concern. If a supermajority erases the veto as a check, these accountability gaps would grow harder to address. Republican legislators would lose not just political leverage, but structural standing to force transparency. Colorado has operated as a Democrat trifecta since 2019, with the party controlling the governorship and both chambers. The question heading into 2026 is whether the narrow Republican firewall, built on margins measured in dozens of votes, can hold. And now, Kim's perspective. One seat. That is the margin between a legislature that still has to account for a governor's veto and one that can bulldoze anything it wants into law. Colorado Republicans clawed back the House supermajority in 2024 by winning three races decided by a combined 680 votes. One of those seats is already an open race in 2026. When a party can override vetoes and place constitutional amendments on the ballot without a single opposing vote, the people's voice gets reduced to a rubber stamp. Coloradans who value checks and balances need to understand what is at stake before the next election, not after. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.